Damages. When a real estate license holder is sued, it is often due to an action under the DTPA. A lawsuit brought about under DTPA has the potential for treble damages if the trier of fact, whether judge or jury, believes that the agent knowingly or intentionally meant to deceive the consumer. Intentionally means with actual awareness or flagrant disregard of prudent and fair business practices. Knowingly means with actual awareness of an act's falsity, deception, or unfairness. Suppose an agent deliberately made a false statement about the condition of the property or intentionally did not disclose a known defect. In this case, the agent could be liable for 3 times the economic damages under DTPA. The plaintiff can also sue for mental anguish. Defenses. The state of Texas requires that most sellers of residential property provide a seller's disclosure notice to a potential buyer. The notice applies to most residential property owners, whether the property is listed with a broker or sold as a for sale by owner FSBO. When a property is listed, the seller generally prepares a seller's disclosure notice. The 2 most common disclosure forms include one from the Texas Real Estate Commission and another for realtors through the Texas Realtors. Most residential agents use the longer and more complete Texas Realtors form. The purpose of the seller's disclosure notice is to have the owner of the property disclose all facts and defects concerning the property. The form is a good tool to use as a defense in a DTPA lawsuit. The seller should fill out the disclosure notice, not the seller's agent. There are some exceptions to the requirement for completion of a seller's disclosure notice, including sales, pursuant to a court order or foreclosure sale, by a bankruptcy trustee, to a lien holder by the owner of a property, by a mortgage EE, lender, who has acquired the property through a foreclosure or a deed in lieu of foreclosure, by a fiduciary, e.g., an executor, trustee, or guardian, in the course of administration of a decedent's estate, guardianship, conservatorship, or trust, from one co-owner to one or more other co-owners, to a spouse or to a person in the lineal line of consanguinity, e.g., parents, grandparents, children, of one or more of the transferors, between spouses resulting from a divorce decree or a property settlement agreement incident to a divorce decree, to or from any governmental entity, of a new residence that has not previously been occupied for residential purposes, where the value of the dwelling does not exceed 5% of the value of the property. It is important to note that the 11 exceptions listed above only apply to the completion of the seller's disclosure form. All sellers, including those listed above, have an obligation to disclose any known material defects to a buyer. Statutory defenses. Statutory defenses are defenses that arise out of law, statute. Examples include written information relating to the particular goods and services in question obtained from governmental records, if the information was false or inadequate, and the defendant did not know and could not reasonably have known of the falsity or inaccuracy of the information. Example: agents quote square footage from the county appraisal district records. Written information relating to the particular goods or service in question obtained from another source if the information was false or inaccurate, and the defendant did not know of the falsity or inaccuracy of the information. Example: agents give information to a buyer that is from the seller's disclosure of condition of property form, the property owner's association form, the resale certificate, etc. Written information concerning a test required or prescribed by a government agency, if the information from the test was false or inaccurate, and the defendant did not know of the falsity of the information. Example: the license exam had an incorrect response that was relied upon by the license holder. A court of law cannot suspend or revoke an agent's license under a DTPA violation. There are some provisions in the Texas Real Estate License Act that work hand in hand with DTPA violations. Therefore, TREC could suspend or revoke an agent's license if the license holder is found guilty of A. making a material misrepresentation or failing to disclose to a potential purchaser any latent structural defect or any other defect known to the broker or sales agent. B. Soliciting or selling or offering for sale real property under a scheme or program that constitutes a lottery or deceptive practice. C. Pursuing a continued and flagrant course of misrepresentation or making a false promise through agents, sales agents, advertising, or otherwise. D. Failing to make clear to all parties to a transaction which party he is acting for or receiving compensation from more than one party, except with full knowledge and consent of all parties. E. Inducing or attempting to induce a party to a contract of sale or lease to break the contract for the purpose of substituting in lieu thereof a new contract. F. Guaranteeing, authorizing, or permitting a person to guarantee that future profits will result from a resale of real property. G. Acting in the dual capacity of broker and undisclosed principal in a transaction. H. Accepting, receiving, or charging an undisclosed commission, rebate, or direct profit on expenditures made for a principal. Best practices. A license holder should always disclose any defects or information that a prospective buyer would want to know about the property. Use the seller's disclosure notice form, either from the Texas Realtors or TREC. Give the seller completed form to the buyer prior to placing an offer to buy. Recommend that an inspection be done on the property. The Texas Real Estate Commission licenses inspectors in Texas. Inspectors must use TREC promulgated forms for residential inspections. Give a list of at least 3 inspectors to the buyer and have the buyer choose the inspector. Have the inspector talk directly to the buyer about the outcome of the property inspection. The agent should not be the middleman interpreter of an inspection report. Have the buyer re-inspect the property to conclude that repairs were done properly. If the buyer is not willing to have an inspection, then have the buyer initial next to a written statement that you, the agent, highly recommend that an inspection be performed on the property, but the buyer declined. Stay clear of giving your personal opinion on the condition of the property. Keep copious notes on all aspects of the transaction from the first face-to-face meeting through the closing and funding of the sale. Remember that you are always building a paper trail in the event that you need one. The following is a list of some really bad words and phrases in real estate. Original. Finest quality. Top grade. The sellers have to sell. You automatically get this by buying in this area. No problem. This is a small repair. This is not a big problem. Looks good to me. I can take care of everything for you. Don't worry. Any of the above words and phrases can be misinterpreted and result in a lawsuit under the DTPA. Puffing, puffery, is not misrepresentation. Puffing is marketing. Puffing uses adjectives and opinions rather than details or facts. The most beautiful landscaping. Exaggerated puffing can lead to misrepresentation. Best water in the world. License holders should take care not to overstate the positive features of a property that could lead to a claim of misrepresentation.